being given today and tomorrow are not being given in a rigorously logical order. They do, however, all involve points of a single argument. Today we're going to be dealing with the question of biblical reliability, and this is a derivative question in many ways. It is a question which will be supported by way of other material given in subsequent lectures. This is, of course, a subtle way to persuade you to come back and hear other lectures besides the one that I'm going to give you right now, but it's also to make certain that you understand that what I'm doing at this point is not something that will necessarily support itself, but which requires certain other material in support of it. In order to help this along, I've put here on the board the fundamental argument that will be running through the entire series of lectures, and I'll comment on this later in the present lecture. My concern this hour is with the question of general biblical reliability. How reliable is the Bible? This lecture is especially orientated to people who are within the framework of the Christian faith already. This may or may not be the case for you. If it isn't the case for you, then I particularly advise your coming back and catching at least the lecture this evening, which specifically is directed to people who haven't arrived at that point, but who would like to consider that kind of evidence. Today our concern is, at this very moment, with the degree to which the Bible can be relied upon. You probably realize that one of the landmarks in the